It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here is your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us for your NorCal Christian Connection. Before we get started, I have a quick reminder that you can get information about all kinds of great Christian events throughout Northern California, like the concert that we're going to be talking about in just a moment, all at NorCalChristianEvents.com. Now I'm excited to introduce the lead singer of a band that has sold over 6 million albums, 3 Grammy Awards, the lead singer for Jars of Clay, Dan Hasseltine. Hey, Dan, welcome to the show. Good deal. It's great to have you. And so, hey, you know, to start out, what is one thing that people listening right now probably have never heard or don't know about Jars of Clay?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've been around now 18 years, so that might actually in itself be one thing that people don't realize we've been around that long. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't know that the four of us we actually don't have a drummer and a bass player. We're not really a traditional band. A lot of people think of Jars and the live performance as this, you know, drums and bass and like a bigger idea of what we are.
Right.
Actually, four songwriters. So that might be one thing that people don't generally think of when they think of a band like Jars.
Very interesting. That's awesome. And so with that said, what can people expect at a Jars of Clay concert?
We tend to be musical, which might sound a little strange, you know, because you think, well, it's a concert, so of course it's going to be musical. But we tend to really care about the nuance of live performance. And so actually, most of the shows we've been doing this season have been the four of us and a cello player. And the music is really, like, it's a few people describe it and said, you know, it really is like you're making something in front of us. Like, you're actually creating all of these noises versus things being on tracks or just doing, like, a performance that's very, you know, even has, like, a huge evangelical message attached to it or anything. What we really cared about is to show people the musicality of the evening. And so once people come to a Jars show, I think what they're really going to notice is something incredibly musical.
That's fantastic. And I know I've seen you guys a few times live, and every concert has been very memorable. You guys are unique, and you put out some amazing music, and so that's awesome. And of course, I'm excited to see you guys out here in Northern California at the Alameda County Fair. And on that note, folks, you can get information about that concert and many other events in Northern California at NorCalChristianEvents.com. You know, the last question on a very different note, if you had a moment with somebody that was a non-believer but was a sincere person and very open to truth, what do you think would be the most important things to talk about with them if you had a couple minutes?
Well, yeah, you know, that's a hard question because I would say there's a lot of different angles for that. You know, first, I think I'd want to direct people towards the words of Jesus maybe more than I would the Christian culture.
Yeah.
You know, because I actually think, like, in this day and age, we tend to misinterpret a lot of what Jesus really was talking about. You know, our Christian culture doesn't look a lot like what I think Jesus meant. So I think I would really start there, and then I'd also probably talk a little bit more about the idea of you don't have to be a perfect person. There's sort of this misconception of if you care about the church or you want to be invested in that, then all of a sudden you have to kind of clean up your act. You've got to, you know, your addictions have to stop, all of that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's actually one of the things that hopefully happens along the journey, but it isn't the point, you know? And I think for a lot of people that are interested in truth, the thing that's overwhelming is the sense that, well, I've got to be perfect, or I've got to be cleaned up, or I can't be making mistakes, or I can't show a certain kind of weakness. And I think all of those things are really misconceptions about what Jesus really meant and who Jesus really cares about and what we should care about as people in and outside of the church. So, I think my conversation would orbit around a lot of those ideas.
That's great. And, you know, that reminds me of a painting that I saw recently with Jesus sitting on a hillside just outside the city of Jerusalem. And you see the whole city in the background, and everybody is just going about their regular days and their business. And they don't even recognize that the creator of the universe is sitting right there on the hillside just outside of town. And I feel like if he came kind of undercover, you know, now, many today would not recognize him either. They wouldn't recognize the creator of the universe because we don't look and interpret maybe the words that he said and some of the things that he said in his word accurately. And so I think you're right. I think the Christian culture is probably very different than maybe what it should be.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. So you kind of want to see, you want people to come to Christ honestly, and you want them to see him as life and something that allows them to thrive. not something that just creates more laws and more burden on their shoulders, which a lot of times the culture can create those things.
Right. Well, that's very interesting. And Dan, hey, I really appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you out here in Northern California. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes to be with me here on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Alrighty, well, folks, once again, Jars of Clay will be at the Alameda County Fair on Wednesday, June 27th. And as always, you can get more information about the fair, about the Jars of Clay concert, and other Christian events in Northern California, all at NorCalChristianEvents.com. Hope you have an awesome day. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to your NorCal Christian Connection. For more information, visit NorCalChristian.com. Give us day.